Good evening. It's nice to be inside where it's warm this evening, isn't it? I forgot my jacket. Anybody want to loan me one? It'd be great. No. I asked Dave why he dressed up that he was off duty tonight because the high school and Johnny, that's our group, high school and Johnny, will be doing services this evening, and he said he just wanted to be warm. But I don't understand the tie, but that's another thing. So anyway, thank you for being here this evening. If you have your phones, it's a good time to put them on buzz. If you're going to take pictures, Greg, it's a good time to put it on motion. Okay. And we're going to start this evening with Eric, and he's going to come up and do our opening prayer. Eric.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this place of worship and the people that support us on our walk as Christians. Please help the sick and those in need, for they need you now, Lord. Give everyone speaking tonight the words you need to carry out your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
The verse that I picked to read tonight is from Luke 23, and it's verses 33 and 34. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Okay, so whenever we were first given the task to pick a verse that was meaningful to us and read it, I started out by thinking, what in the Bible is significant to me? And the first thing that came to my mind was Jesus' crucifixion, because it's the most important single thing in our lives. And so I started reading from Luke, and when I got to this verse, these two verses, I just marveled at his forgiveness of the people that were killing him. And it's crazy to think that you can forgive the people that are killing you. And it made me think about myself, and it made me ask questions like, am I a forgiving person? And more importantly, do I love those that are hard to love? And am I reaching out to those that are hard to love? Because it's easier to reach out to those that are easy to love, and much harder to reach out to those that are harder to love. And Jesus didn't die for one person or one people. He died for everyone. Not just the people that are easy to love, but also the ones that are hard to love. And so whenever I just read this, it was like a reminder. It was kind of a slap in the face. Like, you have to remember to reach out to all people, not just the people that you know that are your friends that are easy to love. And one other thing I just want to say was, I don't know if anyone's seen the movie Peaceful Warrior, but there's a great quote from that movie, and it goes, the people that are the hardest to love are usually the people that need it the most.
Please turn your Bibles to Philippians 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. The reason I chose this verse is because it's pretty much my favorite verse in the Bible. It really inspires me. It strengthens my faith. It leads me through my walk as a Christian. It does a lot of things for me when I'm in difficult situations. Trusting God to give us the strength to do anything seems like a pretty ridiculous thing at first, but I've experienced the strength of God through me in a lot of different things, and I would like to talk about my experience this year on my football team. This year, we really haven't started doing this until this year. We started praying before games. There's a lot of religious people on my team, but I don't think we've really gotten the courage to really just stand up and say, hey, can we pray really quick before our game? And we started doing this, and I was really happy about it. Like, it really made me happy, because we would ask God to give us the strength to play our hardest, not to win, but just to play our hardest. And it seems like God gave us the strength to play as hard as we could. And we would pray before the games and after halftime, before we started playing. And as I said, it was a very, very happy thing. Our situation with our praying at the games reminded me of a movie that my parents showed me a while ago. It's called Facing the Giants, if any of you have heard of it. It's pretty much about kind of a mediocre football team that really isn't that good. And the coach is religious. He's a faithful Christian, but he's not as faithful as he would like to be. And one day he decided to give everything to God. He decided to give the season to God and let God do what he wants with his season. And my favorite part of the movie is when they're praying, the person who's praying said, Lord, if we win, we will praise you. And if we lose, we will praise you. And that really inspires me, because I think we should really, when we give everything to God, and if things don't turn out like the way we planned, we should still praise the Lord. And I think it's a great, great thing to live by, because God will give you the strength to do anything, and God will let you do anything. And whether we win or lose, whether we accomplish the goal or not accomplish it, we just still give God the glory. In the movie, when the football team gave their season to God, they had a successful outcome. Same for us. I feel like as a team, we gave our season to God, and he let us have a pretty good season. We played our hardest, and everyone thought at our last game when we lost, everyone thought, oh, we didn't play our hardest. We didn't do as good as we should have. No, we played really hard, but it's just that the team played harder. And after that game, I felt, should I praise God? Like, does he really get the glory that he deserves? And after thought, I kind of just slapped myself in the face, said, yes, he really does, because he's given me and my team the most that he could have given us. He's given us so much more than we deserve. And I recommend that when we are faced with situations, we think about this verse, Philippians 4:13. We think about, I can do anything through him who gives me strength. Because if we give everything to God, he will decide what's in store for us. No matter what we do, no matter what happens, we'll praise him. And that's what I have to say.
I will be reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, in any comfort from his love, in any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also in the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking a very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Some thoughts I had on these verses were, I think they're a great reminder for people that we should try to imitate or copy what Jesus did. I think that verse 5 is a really important one when it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And I think that these verses are trying to say that Jesus was a very humble man who put others before himself, and he didn't have to do these things because he was God himself, but he did them anyways. And a good thing I think people should do is, if they're frustrated about something or about somebody else or not sure what to do about something, you can just think in your head, like, what would Jesus do if he was in this same situation?
Tonight you've heard a sampling of the high school group and Johnny. And I think you can't help but be impressed by the thought. And I appreciate what you brought to us. I think that Marshall expressed in a way that Christ's crucifixion is the reason that we all take so seriously why we're here. And what took place for someone like Christ to, as you said, to so love the world, the followers, not necessarily the world, but to be able to forgive even people that were going to kill him. It's a good reminder. I think Asa did an excellent job in talking to us about the strength that he receives and the courage that you had with your team. And to put things in God's hands, adults, to quit trying to do it ourselves. I mean, we kind of whack the tops off of the weeds, but we never get down to the roots. And I think Asa, he gave us a good idea of getting to the roots of what we need to do and stop trying to do things ourselves and put it back in God's hands, put it back in prayer. Give us the courage and strength to do what we need to do and glorify God in the process. Win, lose, or draw. We did it with the right heart. And Johnny, I think the reminder of that, to have Christ's attitude always and to be humble in spite of what we think we are, adults. Put others first, ourselves second. Be the servant, to be Christ-like. And I appreciate what you brought. And Andre, especially in your song service tonight, the songs you chose to help us, remind us of those things that we need to do. If any of you this evening are touched and you feel that you need to come forward for prayer, we're here for you. If anyone is here and feels the need to be baptized or to accept the Lord, we can help you and work with that. And we'll do that now as Andre leads us in a song. Thank you.